Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We need to pass the USMCA.
Boy, I knew you'd love this. Former Governor George Allen joins us now. You're kind of doing the victory lap or the victory dance since you've been promoting this UMCA deal for months on end.
Oh, John, you're very creative. That is just great. Yes, I have been for a long time. In fact, I just came back from Southwest Virginia. I was speaking to a lot of everyone from elementary schools to law students and at the Appalachian School of Law. But at the Bristol, Tennessee, Virginia Rotary, there's a company, Strongwell, who we got them to build. They're from Tennessee on the Bristol area. But they built a facility in Abingdon in Virginia. And so there, John Tickle was there, and I said, hey, by the way, do you all export to Mexico and Canada? And he said, heck yeah, we do. Mm-hmm. So, you know, this is an example of out of the 757 businesses in Virginia that export to Canada and or Mexico, two-thirds of them are small businesses. And so this, I'm glad that with this long delay, they've been dawdling on this through the whole football season and training camp and all the rest. And the only reason they're bringing it up now is because they're going through this political theater of impeachment for no criminal activity. And so to have their more supposedly moderates or to look like they're actually doing something, they're going to finally vote on the USMCA, which is good news. Out of Washington, and I think it'll pass the House and it'll pass the Senate as well because it's important for jobs.
Yeah, important for businesses and the average citizen and workers. You know, I had a Democrat tell me yesterday, Donald Trump is such an idiot. He shouldn't get credit for this. And I said, come on. If you don't like Donald Trump, it's fine with me. If you want to vote against him, it's fine with me. I think it's stupid to impeach him, but if you want to do that, that's okay. But give the guy credit. He was one advocating scrapping NAFTA and came up with this deal, and then people like you have gone out and pushed for it and pushed for it. I mean, don't you think he deserves some credit for this?
Of course. He talked about he didn't like NAFTA and he wanted a better deal for America. And this it's really updating NAFTA in a lot of ways. Gosh, when NAFTA was passed, no one had iPads, no one was using smartphones. And so there's some good intellectual property protections in there. And more importantly, just for Virginia manufacturers, there's over 13,000 Virginia manufacturing jobs that depend on manufacturing exports to Canada and Mexico. Then we have all our farmers who so much of what we grow and produce in our country gets exported. And Canada is by far our number one export market from Virginia, and Mexico is number two. So this is important for businesses of all sizes. And the point is we want to make and grow things here in Virginia or the USA and then sell them into other markets. And that's our view, and I think this is of the president's view, and I think most Americans have this spirit, is that, look, American workers can outproduce and outcompete anybody in the world on a level playing field. And this opens up those two markets. And it'll be great for America. It'll be good for Mexicans and Canadians as well. And I think it can also be a template for hopefully a negotiated enforceable deal with China who cheats. But China's more of a trade with China is big, but it's not for exporting. We don't export much other than some poultry and, you know, agricultural products there. We mostly import.
That's the next big challenge. So the economy and jobs always been number one on your agenda. Second, followed by football. And so Gary Hess is with us. We got to get to the NFL
game. Or pretty close.
Yeah. Okay.
Good morning, Governor. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Gary. How about yourself?
I am as well. I'm always glad when Friday rolls around. But we were all kind of middling last week. Gary and the coin were both 3-2, and the governor was 2-3. The only difference, your beloved burgundy and gold.
Yes, 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 yes. But I'm all cheered up. I got to go to Southwest Virginia this week, so I'm
that is cool.
And John knows how much I love it in the great Southwest.
So I have a 6-game lead over the governor, and the governor, more importantly, has a 4-game lead over the coin.
How did that happen?
Oh gosh, how impressive!
That's right. So, top game.
I was behind the coin earlier.
Right. I got to catch up this week.
You rallied hard the last few weeks. That's right.
Yeah.
So, for the top matchup, I chose Houston at Tennessee. They're now tied for the AFC South lead. They're playing for the division lead. They play twice in the next 3 weeks. So, it's Houston at Tennessee, which was the matchup. They have some history there. Governor, who you like?
Well, here's the history. Sam Houston was born in Virginia, became governor of Tennessee. Then he went to Texas, obviously was the first president of Texas. More Tennesseans died at the Alamo than any other state. And then the Tennessee Titans were once
used
the
to be the Houston Oilers.
Oilers.
That's right.
And both of these states, Texas and Tennessee, have no state income tax. And so that's why they're one of the top three states in the country for business. So I'm going to go with the Tennessee. So I'm going to go for the Tennessee Titans. I'm going to go for Davy Crockett.
I'm going with Tennessee as well. Tennessee has played great football since Ryan Tannehill took over at quarterback.
Yeah.
I'm going with the Titans.
And I got Tennessee too. Heads.
Clean sweep.
Well, okay. It's like Johnny Cash in the Tennessee 2 or Tennessee 3.
That's right. There you go. Okay, the Buffalo Bills on Sunday Night Football travel to Pittsburgh to face the Steelers.
This is another great game. I'm going to go with Buffalo. I think Buffalo's defense can bottle up Pittsburgh, and I'm going to do this for a good friend of mine, Keith Smith, who's a Buffalo Bills fan as well as Ron Robinson with the Young Americas Foundation. So go Bills.
Okay. Well, I had written this down already, Governor. I am going with Buffalo as well.
Huh.
I don't have personal reasons. I just think Buffalo's a good football team, and I think that they will bottle up that Pittsburgh offense and get enough offense to get the job done in Pittsburgh on Sunday Night Football.
Yeah, we think alike on everything but the Redskins games.
Heads, I got the Steelers, I guess.
You do. The coin goes with the black and gold. Okay,
well,
Monday Night Football.
These are close games Gary's picking. Go ahead.
That's the idea, right? The Monday Night Football. The Colts go to New Orleans to play the Saints, who figured to be in a bad mood after losing last week to San Francisco.
They'll be in a bad mood way down yonder, and the Saints will beat the Colts.
Yep, I think they're going to roll. I think Saints will win big.
Tails, so I got the Colts.
Yep, good luck with that.
yeah.
Monday Night Football, that was Monday Night Football. The Redskins, not on Monday Night Football, playing at home in the NFC East against the governor's favorite team, Philadelphia Eagles.
Otherwise known as Philadelphia. I'm going to go with our hopes, prayers, blood, and somehow, some way, Adrian Peterson has a great game and they get some turnovers and the Redskins miraculously win.
I don't really have to tell you that I'm not going to go that direction. Give me the Eagles.
Oh, listen, I got tails, so I guess we're both with the Skins, right?
No, the Skins are at home.
Oh, it's at home. Okay. So I'm with the Eagles.
Oh, you're a lucky dog there on your coin.
Governor's lone wolfing it with the Redskins this week. Well, there we go. We'll see how it goes.
Okay. All y'all have a great time, and hopefully it doesn't snow or ice.
Thank you, Governor. Appreciate it.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.